Okay, so we were speaking about why is it that the Mishnah says Orla Abasa Baitkinas Chametz Lo Aner? Why is that? Rashi says Shkadesh Lo Yaver BeBali Yiro BeBali Yimatze. Tosfos says the reason is Shema Yavoi La Echla. Now there are different pshatim in exactly what Rashi means by Shelo Yaver BeBali Yiro BeBali Yimatze. Some say Rashi means the Dioi Rice BeBali Yiro BeBali Yimatze because the Gemara yet didn't, the Mishnah didn't introduce yet the Takanas Chachamim. Others say that Rashi knows means that there's maybe Midrabanan there's going to be a Chashash BeBali Yiro BeBali Yimatze. Maybe he's going to be Chayzer from his Bittul. Maybe he didn't mean his Bittul. Maybe he's going to forget to do his Bittul. Whatever it is, but Rashi's focus is on BeBali Yiro BeBali Yimatze. This is his focus on something new, a Shema Yavoi Le'Eichla. This is what Tosfos says. Now Tosfos asks a question and he says, why are we more concerned here than any other Isser? Why are we more concerned here than any other Isser Hanah, actually Tosfos asks. From Chazir, from Basar V'Cholav, Kaya Kerem, Arla. So Rabbi said, just to be clear, Tosfos Kasha for sure doesn't get off the ground according to Rashi. Right, just to be clear, according to Rashi, the takan of our Mishnah is because of Baal Yira Baal Yimatze. Does Baal Yira Baal Yimatze exist? That is there a pasuk of Baal Yira Baal Yimatze? Does that exist when it comes to Basar V'Chalav or to any of these other things? No. So you don't have a kasha. Why only here? Or is only here? There's Baal Yira Baal Yimatze, and the din of Bedika is mitam Baal Yira Baal Yimatze. But Tosfos, who says the Chachamim are creating a new chiyuv. Because we're afraid you're going to eat it. Why did they create this new chiyuv only here by Bedikas Chametz? This other Isuri Hana, we should create a new chiyuv there also of that Shema Yavoi La'Echla. This is the Pshat and Tosfos' question. We said yesterday that Avada, even though Rashi holds, does anyone need a pen? Even though Rashi holds that there is a din of, that the takan of our Mishnah is mitzad, Baal Yira Baal Yimatze, however, still, Rashi agrees that you have to take precautionary measures to make sure that you don't end up eating something you're not supposed to eat. So, for example, if a person has a bag of wormy lettuce, what does he have to do? Check it and get rid of the bugs. If a person has a chametz that's sitting in his face, it could be that it have to put up walls to protect against it, other things like that. Rashi agrees. If a person has basar v'cholav in his house, what should he do? Get rid of it. Rashi agrees you should get rid of it. And you taka, not only that, by the way, the halacha is you're not allowed to keep basar v'cholav in your house. You aren't. It's not a takana that you have to search for it. There's no bracha that we make on the finding it. But of course, everyone agrees, get rid of basar v'chalav. Our shaila is the takana that there exists in our Mishnah. Boidkin es achometz la'or aner. Rashi says, this is a takana of Baal Yira Baal Yimatze. So Tosfos says, this is a takana shema yavoi la'ichla. So Tosfos asks, if you're making a takana over here, make a takana other places. Rashi says, no, there's no takana of Shem Yavoi La'Eichla. I agree that you have to be concerned with that. You have to get rid of all of your dangerous consumables. But not that it's takanas chachamim. Okay. Tosfos' first teretz of why we're more careful by chametz than anywhere else, says Tosfos, because chametz is not the type of thing a person is used to refraining from. A person is in the habit of eating chametz, so we're afraid during these 7 days he'll fall back into his routine or into his habit. As opposed to, for example, basar v'chalav, klai kerem, orla, he never eats that stuff. So therefore we don't have to worry over there. What about nazir, or maybe nadir, whatever it is, that's something that's brand new? Okay, but that's mutter to other people. That's something that's mutter lach, shari lach, rini. That's Tosfos' first teretz. What's Tosfos' second teretz? Says Tosfos, inami. Shani chometz shechmira b'toira lavor b'bal yiro'o b'bal yimotze. Says Tosfos another teretz. You want to know why we're being extra careful with chometz? I'll tell you why. Because the Torah is machmir lavor lo b'bal yiro'o b'bal yimotze. Therefore, chmiru chachomim livdoiku lavaroi. The Chum are also extra careful. Livdoik ulevaroi, that you have to check and you have to burn it. Afilu hecha debitloi mishum dilma asila michle, because maybe he's going to eat it. So, says Tosfos, the reason is because, look, we see that the Torah was extra careful. strict with chametz, we'll also be extra strict with chametz. Where do we see the Torah is extra strict with chametz? We'll also be extra strict. Now it says Tosfos, v'nira l'Rashba. The Rashba says, I humbly suggest, it appears to me, da'afilu l'fitam ho'acharoin, tzorech lo'imu yechmiru chachomim b'chol chametz. Even according to the second reason, you have to say the Chachamim said this extra chumrah by all chametz. Afilu noiksha, v'al yidei taruvais. Even chametz noiksha. Even chametz taruvais. What's unique about chametz noiksha and chametz taruvais? What are these things? Afagav de'leka balyura, even though they don't have balyura. Lefirash Rabbeinu Tam, v'reish ele uver. These two different types of chametz are not regular chametz. They don't have balyura, balyumatze. They don't have the isur balyura, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam tells us they don't have the isur balyura, balyumatze. So Tosfos is saying, maybe they shouldn't have the din of bedika. Why not? Why are we doing the bedika according to Tosfos? No. Why are you doing the bedika according to Tosfos? Maybe you're going to eat it. Are you allowed to eat this stuff? No. So why shouldn't you have a bedika if the bedika is so you shouldn't eat it? So we said, if the reason is the first reason of Tosfos is because we're afraid you're not used to it, so for sure you're not used to not eating chametz noiksha either. You're not used to refraining from chametz. There should be no difference. But according to the second reason of Tosfos, that the only reason why we're being extra strict here is because we see the Torah is strict on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze. The Torah is strict on pure chametz. The Torah is strict on unadulterated chametz. Is the Torah strict on chametz noiksha that there's Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze and chametz noiksha and chametz tarumis? Not according to Rabbeinu Tam. So maybe on this chametz also the chachamim won't be strict. Maybe only strict when you have a Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze, then the chachamim are strict. Says, no, I can prove it to you. Chametz noiksha and chametz taruvais, even though it doesn't have a balyura balyumatze, according to Rabbeinu Tam, still it has a din that you have to get rid of it. How does he know? I'll prove it to you, says Taisis. Deha amar seor yisarif, and seor is haynu chametz noiksha. This is not seor, this is seor. This is not regular seor. Seor is chametz noiksha. Kinu chachasam. Some people say it's also referring to a chametz garma, which is taruvus. It says you have to burn your seor. You have to burn your noiksha. Mashma de asel ashoisa. You must be, you can't keep it. Why are you burning it? Why don't you just wait till after Pesach? The mutter. If you're the Rabbi Yehuda, I'm asher, you be the chametz achar Pesach, el chametz gomer, the ikal gimel cry. Talks man, the phnezim achas money. Is noiksha aser after Pesach? No. So now, why are you burning it? You might say, well, I got nothing else to do with it. Yes, you do. Wait till after Pesach. So why are we burning it? Obviously, we're saying you're not allowed to keep chametz noiksha in your possession. You can't keep it here. You can't hold it. Why not? I was mevatel it already. Or there's no balyura balyumatze. The reason is because chacham afraid you're going to eat it. Why are the chacham being so careful? Well, maybe you'll make a mistake. But we're not care about other things. Oh, but there's balyura b'matzi. Not a noiksha! So what do we see? Even though this particular chametz doesn't have balyura b'matzi, still the chachamim made their gzeira.
Why
don't
we say just the raya the first time is a real reason and the second time isn't?
Because the Rashba said the second time. Not the Rashba. The Rishonim said the second time. It's not the Rashba was just saying that if you hold
to
the second time,
from here to the second time.
Yeah, no, he's not bringing a raya. He's saying according to the second time, you're going to have to say this. You can't necessarily knock it off. We just say it's a low plug. It's just a low plug.
According to the first answer, you don't have to get rid of chametz noiksha.
No, according to the first answer, for sure you have to get rid of chametz noiksha. Because why do we say on the first answer that we say the Chacham said you have to do bedika? Because we're afraid that you're going to eat it. Why are we afraid you're going to eat it? Because you're not used to refraining from it. Are people used to refraining from noiksha? No. Are people used to refraining from taruvus? No. So that's why this we're going to have a takan on. But according to the second time, the only reason why we said we singled out chametz is because of bal yirah bal yimatze. I would have thought that maybe chametz that doesn't have bal yirah bal yimatze we wouldn't single out. Mashmalin, even that chametz with us.
Nuksha, you can't eat it.
You could.
What's the example of chametz nuksha?
Chametz nuksha you should eat. It's just a question of how much it's machmetz. It's edible. Anything that's not edible is not chametz. Akoponim. Okay. Akoponim comes along the Erech Mishoirim, Moshe Aaron Paleif. And he asks the following question. He says, why is it, if Tosis is looking for, the Rajva is looking for a place where we see that the Chachamim made you get rid of Chametz even though there's no Bal Yerov Ayamatze, well, you don't have to look any further than right here. Because in our Mishnah, are we, according to Tosis, we're talking about with Bittul or without Bittul? We're talking about after Bittul. If he was Mevatel, is there going to be Bal Yerov Ayamatze? No. According to Rashi, we still worry. Maybe it's not Bal Yerov Ayamatze. Maybe it's Chayzer. Maybe he didn't do it. But according to Tosis, that's not a Chash. His Bittul's fine. But even after the Bittul, we're Chayshish, maybe he's going to eat it. But there's no Bal Yerov Ayamatze anymore. There's no Bayou Bayamatze here. So, what is Tosis, the saying over here, the Rashi was saying, hold on a second. Are the Chacham extra careful even when there's no Bayou Bayamatze? Yeah. The whole Takon is when there's no more Bayou Bayamatze. Because he was Mevatel already. That's his question. I'll read it to you inside. V'yesh lahakshos. Lamalei lahavi raya lazeh. What does it mean, a raya? Now the Seor Yisare from Chametz Noitsha. Hamim Mekoy Mekan Umuchra. The Toysus must be an Irish Bishop Bidloy. Our case don't want to be Mevatel already. Like a Kfar Din Bal Yira. Vafilo Alki Tzorach Liv Doiko Levar. Even though he's already Mevatel. There's no Bal Yira. It's still the Chacham is saying you have to get rid of it. Why? Because you maybe eat it, but there's no Bal Yira.
There was Bal Yira.
Oh. Says Rabbi Kiva. He says, Tosis doesn't mean to say that there has to be an active Bal Yira Bal Yimatze. It just has to mean it's the type of chametz that we see the Torah is being extra careful about. The chametz, regular chametz. Do the Torah heighten our sensitivity to regular chametz over other Isurim? It did. Because it made a din of Bal Yira Bal Yimatze. Even if I got rid of my Bal Yira Bal Yimatze on this chametz, but the chametz is still something, the isurim that on this chametz we have to, therefore the chacham said, I'm going to heighten our sensitivity to the achila of the chametz. It doesn't mean that there has to be active Bal Yerov Ayamatze. It has to be the type of chametz that the chachamim showed extra emphasis on. Chametz noiksha doesn't have Bal Yerov Ayamatze. It doesn't have it. So this is a chametz that we're obviously not so nervous about. So why are you nervous about someone eating it if we're not so nervous about someone having it? Says Toys Enochanami, we'll have to say it's a low plug. The chametz the takana on and chametz the min takana on chametz. But in our sugya, that's exactly what Toys is saying. From the fact that the Chachamim I saw, they made it, the Chacham saw that the Torah was being extra strict with this Chametz in this area, so we were extra strict with this Chametz in a different area. In a Chanami, there's no more Bal Yerov Ayamatze on the Chametz, but it's the same Chametz. Noitsha is a different Chametz. L'chura, this can be a teretz to the question of the Erech Mishael. Teretz is that we don't need it to be that there's active Bal Yerov Ayamatze here. Just need to be that this is a chametz that the Chacham were extra careful about. They were. The Torah was extra careful about. This chametz the Torah was extra careful about. In a Chanami, I took care of their concern of Bal Yerov Ayamatze by doing X. But the chametz is something that they're concerned about. So we'll be concerned about why. They're concerned about Bal Yerov Ayamatze, we'll be concerned about Shem Yavod Lo'echla. It's the same chametz. But in the case of chametz noiksha, they weren't concerned. about that. The Torah wasn't concerned about chametz noiksha. Torah allowed you to eat chametz, allowed you to have chametz noiksha. So we're not. So therefore, we had a hav amina, we wouldn't be extra concerned about shemi avalaych. A similar type of situation, l'chayra, is daf yud amid beis. And daf yud amid beis, it says, what happens if a person has chametz after Pesach? Do you have to do bedika on chametz after Pesach? What does Tosfos hold?
No.
Bedika on chametz after Pesach. Yes. Daf yud amid beis. Is there bal yirah, bal yimatzeh after Pesach?
No.
So why do you have to do bedika? Taisa said the whole reason of bedika is shemei avodah echol, but it's only because we should be extra careful because of bal yirah b'yimatzeh. There's no bal yirah b'yimatzeh after Pesach. So does Taisa have the same discussion that he has in over here of, you know, of should we make him do the bedika or not? No, because this chametz is this a bal yirah b'yimatzeh chametz? Yes. It's no longer in a time of bal yirah b'yimatzeh. So if you're mevatlik, you don't have bal yirah b'yimatzeh. It's after Pesach, you don't have bal yirah b'yimatzeh. But this is all, this is bal yirah b'yimatzeh chametz. So the Chachamim said, the same way the Torah is extra careful about this chametz at a certain time, in a certain space, we're going to be extra careful about this chametz also. Shem yavad lo'echlo. But chametz noitsha is a different type of chametz. Chametz on the Torah is a different type of chametz. On that chametz, the Torah never showed us extra stringency. Therefore, Taisa says, okay, maybe there should be no dinder upon it either. This maskan is locked. Okay. Abayisai. An important nakuda here. Important nakuda is Taisa is making an assumption. Chametz noiksha has no din of bal yirah bal yimatzeh. Taisa says, that's Rabbeinu Tam. However, we gave out the Maram HaKoymus. Tosfos over here on the Membeis Amid Aleph brings Rashi that argues. It's the Membeis on us is Elu Oivrim BePesach. Oivrim says these that are Oivr on Pesach. Rashi learns Oivr means you're Oivr on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no, it doesn't mean that at all. Oivr means you have to take them off the table. Oivr means you have to pass it over, take it off the table. Why have to take it off the table? Can't eat it. But are you allowed to have it in your house? Yeah. So chametz noiksha teruvus is only aser in achila. It's not aser in bal yirah bal yimatzeh.
Why is Tosfos so weird to say, sorry?
What?
Why is Tosfos so weird to say, burn it?
Oh, it's machlokes Tosfos. Right. So Yosef Tzvi is pointing out the following thing. There's three shitas in what the din is of chametz noiksha. Tosfos by us says, what do you do with chametz noiksha? You have to burn it. Do you have an isur bal yirah bal yimatzeh?
No.
No, but you do have to burn it. Rashi holds, what's the din of chametz noiksha? Use it in bal yirah bal yimatzeh. If it is bal yirah bal yimatzeh, for sure you have to burn it. And what is the Tosfos over there say in the name of Rabbeinu Tam? Just have to take it off the table. You know, you can keep it in your house. Are you allowed to eat it?
No.
No. But can you have it in your house? Yeah. Aye, but the whole reason we made the takana is the Shema Yavai La'ichla. So why are you allowed to have it in the house? The answer is because, is there Bal Yirah on this chametz? No. So Tosfos over there holds, if there's no Bal Yirah, there's not going to be an Isra Shema Yavai La'ichla. Tosfos over there, taka holds that the fact that there's no din Yisarif. He doesn't hold of Yisarif.
I thought this was quoting the Rabbeinu Tam over there.
There's two Rabbeinu Tams, two understandings of Rabbeinu Tams. Yeah. 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 That's what it seems like. Al Koponim Rabbi Yisai. Rashi seems to hold that there is Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Tosfos is bothered. Tosfos says, why is there Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh? There's a special pasuk that's Marbin on Kol Machmetzes. It's a special gzeres akosev. It's only marbin and achila. It's not marbin and mechatesi bal yirah bal yimatzeh. The fact that you're over on on chametz noiksha and taruvas is a special pasuk. There's only one pasuk for that. Just because there's isra achila mechteses isra bayu abayimatze. Rashi seems to hold that whenever you have an isra achila, what automatically comes together with it? Bayu abayimatze. It seems to be shita's Rashi. Isra achila bayu abayimatze. And Tosfos says no. Isra achila is one thing. Bayu abayimatze is something else. You can have an isra achila without a bayu abayimatze. And if there's no bayu abayimatze, now Tosfos is grappling. So is there a chiyuv to get rid of it or not? Maybe not. Maybe you can keep it in your house. There's no bayu abayimatze. Maybe you have to burn it because shem yavod oichlat. That's the two discussions in Tosfos. These are the different shitas that we have. Rashi holds whenever you have an isra achila, what automatically do you have? Isra bayu abayimatze. And it's a chiyuv di'oy raisa. Tosfos holds no chametz noiksha only has an isra achila, no bayu abayimatze. Says Tosfos by us, you still got to burn it. Al shem yavod oichlat. Tosfos over there says, no, you can't even keep me out. You don't have to burn. Just take it off the table. Just don't eat it. I may be going to eat it. Okay. Maybe you'll eat basar b'chalav. We don't want you to, but you're allowed to have it in your house. If you have it in your house, also, there's no din you have to burn it down. Okay. Rabbi said we have to get to the Ran. The Ran here is coming to explain what is bittul. We spoke over here about the fact that you need bittul and bedika. Bedika is very straightforward what it is. It's checking for chametz and burning it. Why it is machlokes rishonim. But what bechlal, what is bittul? How does bittul work? This seems to be very complicated. The Ran himself says, Re'isi b'inyin bedika u'bittul dvar mi'uravim. I see people getting mixed up. Re'isi lefarshan yafi yafi. There's two classic pshatim in what bittul is. And it's created confusion. The classic pshat of Rashi is bittul is hashbasa delev. It's something that happens in your heart. The pshat of, it's Rashi and Avdalit Amit Beis. The pshat of Tosfos is bittul is maisa hefker. Let's see, the Ran says, I see people are confused. I want to clear things up. Says the Ran, I gave out the Ran, you should have it. This is half of the Ran, but it's the Toirif of the Ran. This is the main part of the Ran. Hare sha'omra Toirif b'yamrishin tashbisu sormi batechem v'amrinon b'gemara b'diyaraisa bito ba'al masagi nafklo m'dechsiv tashbisu v'loichsiv tevaru. This is a lesson of Rashi. Dechsiv tashbisu v'loichsiv tevaru. Oitisrafun. Kinyin chapirish v'aris kuchavim ashchas asroif v'kala k'divei Rashi daf dalit amid beis. So the Ran right away jumps into Rashi and says, you know what the makar for bittul is? It's because the Torah didn't say a lashon of like something like tisrefun. That's what it says by Avodah Zarah. A person finds Avodah Zarah, what do you have to do with it? Tisrefun. What does it say by chametz? It says tashbisu. Tashbisu somehow makes it sound like you don't have to physically get rid of it. Tivatlun. Lefichach tirgum unkelis tishpunt. Tashbisu tivatlun. That's one makar. Inami nafkla midechsiv lo yira lecha. Kediv Rabbi Sena Tzvardim. V'hachi tanya b'sefri lo yira lecha sa'ar. Batel b'libecha. It shouldn't be seen to you, sa'ar. So be mavatel the sa'ar. It's not seen to you, the sa'ar. Umihu inyan bittul zeh muchach b'gemara. Gabi hadar min barik tzor sheyevatel. Who says bittul's midin hefker? Tosfos. So the Ran starts with Rashi, and now he starts talking about Tosfos. Rashi never mentions bittul being hefker. You never find anywhere in this entire Masechta Rashi using the word hefker when it comes to chametz. There are even some that suggest Rashi holds your oivra on chametz that's hefker. Hefker is not going to work going to Rashi. It's not hefker. Rashi said tashbisu tivatlun hashpasa delev. So the Ran seems to be mixed up. The Ran says that people mixed up. If anything, the Ran is creating confusion here, because Rashi says hashpasa is something you do in your heart. Tosfos says that Rashi says, I'm sorry, bittul is something you do in your heart. Tosfos says bittul is hefker, and the Ran starts like he's dancing on both sides. So let's see what the Ran does. Says the Ran, Miu, And I think that's the Ron's point, that the people are confused. Inyan bitl zemuchach bigamor gabar dermina bodek tzoch shivatel de bitl midin hefkeru. V'hainu de masinu ala mehu de soifet te'enim. Okay, the Gemara brings this case of soifet te'enim. We don't want to get into it now, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully we'll see it soon. The Hebrew Torah is hefker nagel, but that's all hefker. Now the Ron says, v'yafo agav de hefker ki ay gavna loy mahani. Hefker in this case wouldn't work. Divadai. Man de Omar bin Nichse Diday, Livatlu Lahave Ke Afra, Lomashma Dahavi Hefker. Person takes something and says, I want to be Mavatel my phone. People are like, what in the world are you saying? What are you talking about? My phone is Afra Da'ara. That doesn't make it into, that's not a Maisa Hefker. It wouldn't work. So how is this Hefker? It is Hefker, but we said it's Bittel. What's Bittel? What's going on? Visu, the Gemara Mina. The bit like Beliboy. Another problem is the Gemara says you're mevatel in your heart. Uvade le'inyan hefker memoinai hefker Beliboy loy mahani. The dvarim shub le'vanim dvarim. You can't be mev- if you want to be mafker something, you can do it in your heart. Dvarim shub le'vanim dvarim, that won't work. Visu, third question. The man dorma hasim in the dorma libid rabbi yoisi the hefker ki matana. Ma matana adasin ushus zoiche. Le'nafker mishus noisin. Achanam be hefker. So another thing is that Hefker only leaves the reshus of the mafkir once someone else picks it up. So if I'm mafkir my chametz and no one else picked it up, who does it belong to, at least according to Rabbi Yossi? Still belongs to me. So how does Hefker work? First of all, you didn't do a good job at your Hefker because you said a strange lashon. You didn't even say it. You just thought it. And third of all, even if you would do Hefker, Hefker wouldn't help you because Hefker, at least according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't leave your reshus until someone else picks it up. So... they're all kasha tosis. That's an answer. The Gemara says bit lo beliba. Okay, yeah. The tosis have to. All of them will have to deal with this somehow. They have to deal with all these. I mean, kivan shekain bitul chametz rabbi yosi heichim manim din hefker halor asilu shosaychen says the Ran ella hainu taima. Rabbi yosi, I would like you to help me out to tell me how you understand what the Ran is saying. Mishum, the nehi the havi b'rishusay the inish loy matzi mafkele ki hay gavna einachanam. If something would be fully yours, a properly yours, it would be really yours. You, this would not be a good hefker for all the three reasons we mentioned above. You used a bad language. You didn't say anything, and it doesn't leave your possession. Someone else takes it. However. Chametz shiny. Chametz is different. The fisha einoi birshuso shel adam. Ela she'asa hakosav ki'iluhu birshuso. It's not really in your possession anyway. You don't really own your chametz. The Gemara says, shnei dvarim she'ena birshuso shel adam. Va'asa hakosav ki'iluhi birshuso. What are those two things? Bor birshuso rabim. Chametz v'pesach. It's not really yours anyway. You don't really own it. Therefore, Begiloi Daito Be'alma, Tolo Nichle Schuse Begavei Klal, Sagi. That's enough. Because this is not a real bailis. Really, it's Eino B'Shuse Shel Adam. So therefore, what you did is going
to
work.
Why do you need to be
involved
at all?
Because it's ki'ilu. That's exactly what the Torah said. Even though it's not really yours, we're going to treat it as if it's yours. And if you don't do something about it, you're going to be over. What can you do? Either get rid of it or bittel. How does bittel work? Because anyway, it's not really yours. So this, gilu daito ba'alma, delo nichle, lahaviz chuse megave. Sagi.
Is it in your shoes or is it not in
your
shoes?
What's the pshat? As if it's in your shoes.
As if it's in your shoes.
This pen means it's as if it's in your shoes. What are you tying around, Rabbi Sai? What's pshat on the run? Anyone? What does the run mean?
It's not really.
How does this work? Why? Because it says.
You need to show that you don't want it back. You don't want the Torah to make it in your shus. You only chayv if the Torah made it as if it's in your shus. It's only going to apply if you want it. If you don't want it, the Torah's not going to force you to have it.
Says Akiva the following pshat. David, you have nothing to say over here? What? Says Akiva the following pshat. He says, listen, this is what the Ran means. He doesn't say it so explicitly. It means the following thing. I own a nice chocolate cake, chametz, gluten. What happens right before Pesach, or once it becomes usher to eat it? The chametz is going to become not mine. Why is it going to become not mine? What? Without a bittul.
The Torah takes it away.
Hold on a second. The Torah is going to make it, it's going to become not mine. Why is it going to become not mine? Because it's usher ba'no. Anything usher ba'no is not yours. Therefore, it's going to become not mine. But the Torah says, no, no, we're making it yours. So then it's going to become mine again. Now, this happens in a split second. It doesn't actually, right? You know, it's not like it becomes not yours for a second, but it's going to become not mine. Shnei devarim she'eino b'shusa shel adam chametz b'pesach v'asa kasem kilo em b'shusa. What he does when he does his bittel is he deflects that putback, and he says, "No thanks, don't make it mine. I don't want it. I don't want it. You're putting it back in my rishus. I don't want it in my rishus." And so there, it comes out of his rishus. They're about to put it back in. He's mevatel it. And it remains what? Hefker. Did he make it Hefker? No. What made it Hefker? The Torah, because it's Chametz. But the Torah was going to put it back in your Rishus. If you're Megala to the Torah, you don't want it to put it back in your Rishus? It doesn't.
Then how can you be?
Now, I wouldn't know that on my own, but there's a Pasuk. The pasuk says Tashbisu Tivatlin Lerelecho. Whatever the makar is a pasuk that tells us you could do this. You could be mavatlin. What is this bittul work? Says the Ran. I'll explain it to you. Listen to the goyness of the Ran. What happens is, on its own, the chametz is going to go out of your rishus. The Torah wants to put it back into your rishus to make you chayiv. If you tell the Torah, I want to deflect that. I'm not interested in having it back. I have no interest in this chametz. We'll leave it out of your rishus, and now you're not chayiv. What? You don't need to destroy it. If you're mevatel it, no, you're mevatel it. It's hefker. It's hefker. It's not yours. You're not over.
How can you be nimlet afterwards?
What? What about that? Tashbisu means tevatlon, according to this pshat. I mean, there's two ways of doing tashbisu: either destroy it physically, or just mentally have it out, and it stays out. It's not yours.
So
Bayirah says, if you don't do this, yes, you do bittul. You took care of your Bayirah Bayimatzeh. You're not chaybedika afterwards. Midrabanan, you're going to be chaybedika because we'll see what the reason is. Says the Rambam, because we don't trust you. But Enochanami, if you did your bittul properly. At the moment of the of truth, the moment of Isser, what will be the status of your chametz?
That sounds like Rashi.
Similar to Rashi, we'll see. At the moment of the of truth, at the time of Isser, what will be the status of your chametz? Hefker. Hefker.
So
to me it sounds like Tosfos, even though it sounds like Rashi. It sounds like both. Because Tosfos says the reason you're not over is because of Hefker. But the Ran says a whole fancy lumdus of how it becomes Hefker. The Ran says, this is not a normal Hefker. You didn't use a good lashon. You didn't even say anything. It's a new type of Hefker. This Hefker, I mean, the result is the same, but the way it became Hefker is because the Torah took it out of your Rishus. It was going to put it back in, but because you deflected the putback, it stays out of your Rishus. Now, what happens if 3 days later you decide, you know what? I do want the chametz. It's too late. Why? It's Hefker. It's not yours. I would assume that it's over. You can never be chayzer from your bittul. You can eat it if you want. That would be bad. But it's Hefker. Right now it's Hefker. What? I don't know if the Torah only does it to your chametz. Let me ask you a question. Let's say I'm mafkir this cup. And I put it into Yisrael's rishus. He doesn't even know about it. Or he does know about it. It's not his. He says to me, what are you doing? I'm saying, I'm putting it in rishus. It's not a cup. It's a cup full of Cheerios. Hefker, I put it into his rishus. What's the din then? Does it become mine?
Again, it's not.
Why not?
Ki'ilu b'rishusa is not necessarily becoming his.
Will it become ki'ilu b'rishusa? Or only on,
I don't know.
I think only on your own chametz. Your own chametz.
Can't
right before Pesach, it's going to go out. The puts it back in or leaves it in.
Where? It went out and became not your chametz.
It didn't. It never really went out. Right? It didn't go out for it. It was going to go out. It didn't go out. Right? And then we left it in. But something that you say I don't want, we allow it to go out. But once it's out, it's out. It's not yours. It's not yours.
Can't your rishus be? Can't your rishus be?
You could be koina.
Yeah,
that's
different. You know,
yeah, but then it's, you're right.
Something good.
That's true. But then that's not a chazar on your bittul. Now it'll become yours. And now it's like your koina chametz on Pesach. That might be still over. But you won't be chazar from your bittul. So clearly, the Bar Tanur does not learn like this Ran. In Achanami, the Ran says an alternative reason why we're worried. Not because you're going to be chazir from your bittul. The Ran says you never met your bittul. Explain to you some nafkaminas as follows, Rabbi said. Yeah.
When we see the term next in a b'shusa, I told him it's svaro, it's asur b'anor.
Asur b'anor. Rashi says asur b'anor.
But he times the things asur b'anor, and he was bailus on it.
Rashi says ein eshaloi. It's a shalom. In a b'shusa, in a hanor. Yeah, it's a whole discussion if it's possible to have bailus on a doshe in a. Write a get on the Surya, no, it's Ein Eshaloi, and it's a whole discussion. There's only Ein Bishus, Ein Eshaloi, Rashi seems to say it's Ein Eshaloi. Yeah. Everybody say, let's get it clear. This is Mamish. We're right now building the Yisoid of the first Perek in Pesachim, the Yisoid of Bittul. According to Tosfos, your Bittul happens right away in the chametz. Right away. And what happens to your chametz? Becomes hefker. We'll have to deal with the Ran's question, but that's it. It doesn't have anything to do with, you know, a later on a moment in time. According to the Ran, is there a change in your chametz? At that moment that the chametz is supposed to go out of your rishus, and they would put it back in, it stays out. So when does the hefker get activated, according to the Ran? Zman ha'isser. Sheisha yisur l'mayla. According to Tosfos, when is your hefker activated?
Right away,
when you say it. According to Rashi, never. There's no hefker. Rashi doesn't have hefker. Rashi never mentions hefker in all of Shem. In the whole Masechta, there's no hefker. It's a hashbasa delayv. Something going on in your heart. It's not. We'll see. I don't think it's not yours. I think it's something totally different. When a person is thinking bittul, what are his thoughts? According to Tosfos, what is he thinking? How would he translate bittul? What are you doing?
Hefker.
According to the Ran, what is he thinking?
I don't want it.
According to Rashi, what's he thinking? I don't want to eat it. It's disgusting. Different thing. Totally different thing. According to Tosfos, I'm mafkirit. According to the Ran, I don't want to own it. According to Rashi, this is disgusting. I don't want to eat it.
So what is it?
What? That's this three different shatim and bittul. So when you do bittul Beis Hashem next year, Beis Hashem now, we're going to be Talmidei Chachamim, you have to have three different kavanas. If you want to be Yotze Shitas Rashi, you have to think this is despicable, disgusting food. If you want to be Yotze Shitas Ran, you have to say, I don't want it, I don't want to own it, no thank you Hashem, no interest, no thank you. And according to Tosfos, I'm being mafkir. According to Rashi, in a Chanami, it might not do anything to the Cheftza. It only does something to the Gavra, we said in Rashi. According to Rashi, all Bittul is an attitude. Does it change the Cheftza? No. According to Rashi, can you be Chayzer from your Bittul? Right, but is it possible to be Chayzer from the Bittul? Yes. According to Tosfos, is it possible to be Chayzer from the Bittul? No. I made it Hefker. That's a Chalois. That's a Kinyan. There's no way to be chayzer. Even if you want to, you can't. It's like, you know, it's too late. You, according to the Ran, can you be chayzer from your bittul? The answer is you can be chayzer from your bittul until sheishayis. Once you hit sheishayis, boom! You've detached from your chametz. It's hefker. It's out. If I want my chametz, unless you eat it, you're not going to be over anything. If you did a real bittul. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Lomaz and Viter in the Ran. Let's try to finish the Ran here. Says the Ran. Umhani afilu lechometz yodua. Kiraminan b'matzik luska yafa. The daita alavek. This helps even for chometz yodua. According to Tosfos, that would be obvious. Why shouldn't it help for chametz yadua? It's just a hefker. It's easier to be mafkir something you know about than something you don't know about, because I know what I'm being mafkir. This is not mine. Of course it works for chametz yadua. It's a bigger chiddush on chametz ein yadua. I can't sell something I don't know what I'm selling. But chametz yadua for sure. But if it's this new type of like getting it out of my, I don't want it. So I would say, you don't want it. You don't want it? You know what you should do? Get rid of it. You don't want it. That's funny. No, even that. Okay, I don't want it, but I don't want it. It's here. I don't want to schlep and get rid of it either. No, even for chametz yadua, it works. Get a mina mitzvah gluski off the daita lev. V'tamid yoshenei rabbi. V'nitzka sheish lo isa mugugelis b'soich beis. Yid isa lo kama megamara. He says there's a case. A person finds a gluski off. He can be mavatla. A person knows that he has chametz that's rising in his house and he's with his rebbe. He can be mavatla. He can be megamara. Tanan osam nam kamon. Nagabe evi ol. Mahalach l'shchad es pischa. V'nitzka sheish lo chametz b'soich beis. A person going to shech this chametz. Shech this korban pesach. Remembers he has chametz. What should he do? He's got to bring the korban pesach. He's got the chametz back there. Just be mavatla. I know I got chametz there. Chametz yadua works bittul. Now says to the Shema Timer, Imkain, Ein Lanu Min HaTorah Ela Bittul Zeh Ve'ein LeBedika U'Bir Chometz Ikur Min HaTorah Klal. You know what? We just did such a good job with the Bittul. Maybe all there is Bittul. Maybe all there is Bittul. By the way, Tosis would never have this Havam, you know. Because according to Tosis, what is Bittul?
Hefker.
It's a Maisa Hefker. Is it a Kiyum of Tashbisu? Not necessarily. It's just, it's not yours. Are you over on chametz that's not yours?
Where did you get that thing from?
Any chametz that's not yours. If a guy has chametz in your house, are you over?
No.
If a different yid has chametz in your house, no. If, assumably. If there's hefker chametz in your house, no. Wasn't over. So as long as I was mevatel before this mana is, sir, I'm not over. So it's not tashbisu.
That's what tashbisu is.
It's a, what do you mean? It's not a din only in Hefker. That's what I'm saying. It's not a din Hefker.
What is
he says the din of Tosas is going to Tosas. Your father's in the buyer of Alimatza.
By being Mafka.
That's right.
It's being Mafka. Any Chametz that's not yours, you're not over on. That's what Tosas says. Shelcha yataroya, Matur shel chayrim, shel gavoya. Hektish is Chametz, not over. Goy's Chametz, not over. Hefker's Chametz, not over. So if a person is Maktish his Chametz before Pesach.
Tashbisu is refraining, then I'm not. That's all.
Oh, so it might depend if Tashbisu is a Kum essay or it could be. But if Tashbisu means to get to do something, the way that we were understanding up until now, Tivatlun, so then, of course, this is not the only thing that there is. But according to now what we're saying, that Bittul is a form of Tashbisu. So maybe it's the only thing. Ve'ein lebdiko bir chametz ikur min haTorah klal. Yef shaloi makin. No, can't be. It's got to be also midiraisa. Deha boy b'gemara b'diko l'ar haner min olam. The Gemara asks the question. B'diko min olam. Where are we from? Mochichin olam mikroi. We learn from psukim. Which psukim? Or haner. Where do we learn it from? Mitzia mi mitzia mitzia mechipas and chipas mechipas and chipas meneres and neres mener. Those are the psukim. Those are psukim. Psukim would mean that it is a. You're right. And if you want to say those psukim are only in asmachta ba'alma, it's not a real drasha. Leisa, it's not true. The Chazinon Tanoim defligu chametz zeh by my levaro. Tanoim argue on what do you burn it with, and they learn it out from nice and other things. So therefore, it's obviously deraisa. So is that pasuk an asmachta ba'alma?
No.
No. This is the pella. The Gemara says it's an asmachta ba'alma. I'll show you the Gemara, black and white. This is like unbelievable. My eyes almost popped out when I saw this run. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says black and white. It's asmachta ba'alma. Daf Zayin Amid Beis. Take a look. Yeah, so it's not black on white. It's almost black on white. Take a look. Daf Zayin Amid Beis, the second wide line. Tana debe Rabbi Yishmael. Belele yudal b'ikon zchametz l'araner. Af al pi she'ein raya ledavar, zecher ledavar. Af al pi she'ein raya ledavar, zecher ledavar. Shenemar, shivas yom so'olu yomatzei. That's yomatzei. Chipus. The Gemara also on the top of Daf Chet Amid Aleph. Lefnei she'or aner yof lebedika, af al pi she'ein raya ledavar, zecher ledavar. And Rashi over there says, what does it mean? It's only a zecher ledavar. It's an asmachta ba'alma. It's only a zecher ledavar. Raya mamish lesa el asmachta ba'alma. How in the world does the Ran say? The Ran says, it's not an asmachta ba'alma. Apple pisha ein raya ledavar, zecher ledavar. Zecher, so Drashi says Zecher means Asmachta Ba'alma. Even if it's a machloikas. Even if it's a machloikas. But there's definitely an opinion that it's an Asmachta Ba'alma. The Chitem Asmachta Ba'alma, Lesa. It's Asmachta Ba'alma. For sure, according to two people, I said before, it's only Zecher Ledavar. Rabbi said, we said from the Tzlach. The Tzlach said that only half of this is an Asmachta Ba'alma. Remember, Rashi says, why is it an asmachta ba'alma? Because divrei Torah me divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinon. But only half of this is divrei Kabbalah. It's mitziah mi mitziah, mitziah mi chippus. That's all midioraisa. All that is midioraisa. Now you go chippus miner, sneis miner. That's derabanan. So the fact that you need to do a mitziah on chippus, chippus on a mitziah, that's dioraisa. That's not asmachta. It's not mefurish as asmachta. Therefore, we can assume that it's a D'oraisa. Says the Ran, there's a D'oraisa din of Bidika. Bidika mi D'oraisa. Mitzia mi Mitzia. Mitzia mi Chippus. Yifti mechapes mi D'oraisa. This is the sheet of the Ran. Okay, Rabbi Saib.